Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast. It's Just a Belief. Today, I'm going to make an introduction to my transformation model. I want to talk about it right now because I feel it's going to be a lot of that material that's going to come back in other episodes. So I want to make sure that I lay the ground about what is my transformation model, what is not my transformation model. But more than anything, how is it linked to my own beliefs? And now the things you are yourself developing, creating every day are also linked to your own beliefs.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
Let's start with a belief that I have that is very, very strong. So when I was a child, my father transformed things in the house. Like, let's say he would buy an instrument or something. He would always transform it so that it works better. So let's say he bought a tractor and then he saw that there was the snow was getting, we didn't have a farm or anything, but at one point he bought a tractor. And that's kind of the image that comes all the time is that he bought this tractor, but then he transformed it. Like he transformed the roof and the sides and everything and arranged it in a way that it was more useful, it made more sense. So I grew up with that belief that it's okay to make things better. It's okay to adapt what you buy, what you have to something new and different. So my belief is that it's okay to create, to change, to transform, to fit your needs. You don't need to have one size fits all. You don't have to follow all the models. You can go out there and make your own models and make things your own way. So that's a belief I grew up with. It took me a while to really understand how this fairly simple event in my childhood has formed beliefs. But because I work a lot with my subconscious mind now, and it's very easy for me to go back and find what are the events in time, how my beliefs have formed, and now I have used those beliefs in my life today, I can see how that event has had a large imprint and influence on me. So I wanted to take a moment now, maybe, and maybe you can think about just like that. Close your eyes. If you're not driving, of course, if you're not doing anything that requires your vigilance or your attention, close your eyes and go back. Just think about a moment like that, a moment in your life that could be something that has to do with your creativity, something that has to do with adapting, something that has to do with changing things. And let's see what comes first. A souvenir, an image, a color, a time, a place. See how it feels. You know, that memory or that souvenir makes me feel, and it makes me feel, and it makes me feel. So when I think about my father's tractor's transformation, it makes me feel joyful, hopeful, and makes me feel joyful and hopeful because things can change. You can change things. So that's kind of my belief. You can change things. I really encourage you to do that exercise just for fun. You can do it as often as you want. And it's a great way to start diving into your subconscious mind. Be in a silent place, in a quiet place. Close your eyes so there's no noise and there's no image. So you're closing some of your senses and you just relax and you say, okay, let me think about a souvenir when I was a child. Okay, that souvenir makes me feel and it makes me feel because, and there you are. You might have access very easily to one of your beliefs. So going back to my model, the belief that I have is we can change things. We can change ourselves. We can transform. So when I found myself in that very difficult situation in my life where I lost my employment I had an alcohol problem, a weight problem. I was confused. Lots of things were not going very well in my life. But deep inside somewhere, I had the belief that someone can change. I had seen lots of people change and transform in my life. And that's a belief that I had, that it's something absolutely possible. So the first thing that I did was to have a team around me. I went to some key people and I built a hate team, what I call an A team, to have a team of people around me that knew I had an alcohol problem, knew that I had stopped drinking, and knew that this was my endeavors, that was my journey. And I wanted them to assist me in that journey because I couldn't do it all alone. When you're choosing A team members, you need to choose somebody that you can really be honest with. This person needs to know what you are going through, and they need to understand what your objective is, and they need to understand what you're expecting from them, what is the contribution that you're expecting from them. In my kitchen, I had a blackboard, and there were three columns. And the first one is what my need is. The second column, who's going to help me with this? And the third column was how much is it going to cost me? So this was kind of managed like a project. Again, probably my beliefs and my experience as an HR professional and later an HR executive has helped me to have that belief that if we have a system in place, if we organize, if we manage it, we're going to get through it. We're going to get it done. So that's my first step. And I can, you know, talk for hours about how an A team makes a difference. But the connection with mind-like people, the connection with somebody who has the energy geared towards you, helping you, supporting you, it's very important. And although I spent a lot of time alone in that transformation, like a lot of time alone, and there were moments that were really dark days and dark night of the souls, but there was good moment, a lot of good moment as well. But I had my team, and every day, which leads me to my second step of that model, which is every day I action something. So when you are in a transformation, the first step, and that's the crucial one, is to build your A team. And I see transformation in a continuum. And the first step is like fine-tuning. Sometimes you just do fine-tuning. Sometimes you make a change. Sometimes you're in a transition, and sometimes you're in a total transformation, which is what I have experienced. Fine-tuning, I do that now. Constantly. I constantly fine-tune the way I work with my clients, my own development. I fine-tune all the time. It's like self-regulation, self-improvement, but on an ongoing basis. Then there's change. Change is like, okay, I'm changing a belief. I used to believe that I was, I used to believe I was not good with my paperwork. But now it's in my agenda. Every first Monday of each month, I do my paperwork in the morning. And now I know I choose that, I want that, and I'm good at it. And that's it. That's a change. Then there's a transition. A transition is when I went from consulting to be entrepreneur. So I slowly overlapped and I did the transition. And then there's the transformation. This is when so many areas of your life are changing, sometimes at the same time, sometimes that's a hard English word to say for me, consecutively. And all those things that are changing at the same time, which makes a transformation, like stop drinking, losing weight, changing job, etc., etc. That's a transformation. So when you are in fine-tuning, you don't need such a big team around you. You might have one person that you work with, like a psychologist, a therapist, a trainer, whatever it is you need, an accountant, a lawyer, somebody you work with for a fine-tuning. Or if it's a change, you might need two person around you, right? You're changing a belief, you're changing a habit or something. When you're transitioning, this is when you start to have like 3-4 people around you, sometimes 5. And when you're transforming, you can have a team of 10 people around you. They might not be there every week. They might not be there all the time. They might come and go. They might be there for a week and then you no longer need their services. But you know, if you look at the overall amount of people that will have helped you through your transformation, when it's a total, real, big transformation, most likely there's going to be 10 and more people involved that are going to help you very closely to help you get that transformation. So that's the experience that I've put together. And then the third step, you've actioned every day, you've done something every day, you have gained a compound interest, because the more actions you do, the more results you get. And sometimes with the transformation, especially what happened, and the transition too, sometimes as you slide back a little bit, and then you come back stronger, and you slide back, and you come back, and you slide back, it happens. And in the slide back moment, it's when you need most people around you sometimes. And sometimes you just need to leave, you know, to experience the slide back, to see that it's just a slide back. It's okay. You're not going back to your initial. You're not going back to the old world. It's just a little slide back. There's a learning in it. And then you're going to, you know, dive even and jump even further. So that's for the second step. It's like action every day. Even if resting is your action of the day, it's a conscious resting. You say, I'm resting today because I am in the midst of that big transition or transformation or that change. And it requires a lot of energy for me. And today I am resting and have all my system just, you know, regenerate. That's fine. But that's an action. It's a conscious action. In fact, clients that work with me one-on-one, I always ask them to self-care every day, even if it's 1 minute, just, you know, having your face under the sun, soaking the ray. If it's just going for a walk, taking a bath, something that is consciously, you're just saying to yourself, I am doing this to take care of myself. And that's really something that I monitor very closely with people who work with me. The third step is the hardest one, is to let it sink in. At this point, you have incorporated new beliefs. You really are different. Things are no longer the same. And it's time to let it sink in. I often think about the snow globe. You know, you shake the snow globe and then the snow falls slowly on the ground. And so if you're having fine tuning, You maybe half an afternoon or an afternoon or a day of that let it sink in is enough. If you're having a change, it might be a week. If you're having a transition, it might be a month. And if you have a major transformation like I had for me, it was 6 months. Actually, it was 6 to 8 months where I did nothing. And when I say nothing is I did the Kirtan Kriya meditation. It started with 30 days, then, you know, 60 days, 90 days, 120, and then 240 days straight of that meditation. That it's a very powerful meditation. I'll put the link below, but it's one that I recommend a lot to my clients. But, and I just sat there and I let all the change. I let my body rest from, you know, helping me move through, lose the weight, stop drinking, regenerate my body. I just let it sink in. And this is how you consolidate things you've learned. This is how you let it really become who you are. It really, at that point, is no longer what you think or what you try. You have became that change, that transition. And then you're ready for the next cycle, the rinse and repeat. Either you'll enter a fine-tuning, either you'll enter a change, a transition. Most likely you will not enter a big transformation like that many times in your life, but it could happen. But most likely a major, major transformation, you know, you will need a couple years in between because it's a whole different life and it's a whole different way of living, breathing, new tribe, new thoughts, new life. So it takes a while before you can really start over such a different transformation. Well, I hope it helps understand better how I will use those different levers. And I will, you will often hear me, you know, about your A-team. You'll often hear me about action every day. I so believe in that. I've seen the power of that, a compound interest of actions. And then the third one, which is let it sink. Let it really become who you are. So if you are in a safe place right now, you're not driving, you're not operating a machinery or anything, I invite you to close your eyes and I invite you to say, okay, in light of everything that I've just listened now about change and transformation, what is the souvenir that I have as a child? And let something come up, whatever it is, and go and play into it and look at it. And if it's a sad souvenir, just look it for what it is, a sad souvenir. If it comes, you know, emotions in your body, just let it dissolve, you know, look at it as what it is. It's just vibration. It's just an energy from the past. And so you just look at it and then you can say, okay, that souvenir makes me feel. That souvenir makes me feel angry, sad, happy, whatever it is, surprised. And then ask you because. The souvenir makes me happy because. The souvenir makes me sad because. The souvenir makes me surprised because. And you might start, you know, understand more, what are your beliefs about changes? What are your beliefs about transformation? What are your resistance about change and transformation? This is a journey, a very simple, easy journey for you to start digging in, having conversations with your brilliant mind, with your subconscious mind, in a very simple way. Voila. This is JT. Feel free to contact me and get a 30 free minutes call. We can discuss your challenges, your beliefs, transformation changes, fine-tuning, and how you can get from point A to point B without years and months of coaching or therapy. And until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.